Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, while speaking on the State of the Nation, called for urgent action on the out-of-school children, stating that he will continue to be concerned with the welfare of the people and the development of Nigeria and Africa in general.
Everybody in the world knows that not less than 15 million children of Nigeria that should be in school are not in school. And what are we doing about that? We seem to be complacent, and yet we believe that we will knock Boko Haram to submission, to non-existence. If we do, those who will be the Boko Haram of 10, 15 years from now are those 15 million children that are not in school.
Speaking on the theme, Leadership and African Narrative in Development and Progress of Africa, the Director General, World Trade Organization, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, regretted that COVID-19 pandemic had impacted negatively on the development in Africa and called for a strong, focused and effective leadership to change the current narrative in Africa. President of Rwanda, Mr. Paul Kagame, through a virtual presentation, also stressed the need for a new leadership culture in Africa to enable Africans to tell their stories in positive context. The former executive secretary of the Nigerian University Commission, NUC, Professor Peter Okebukola, while speaking, stated that the discourse will be continued in various local languages as part of the efforts to enable Africans take possession of their stories and not being told by non-Africans.
You get non-Africans narrating about our history, about our culture, about our science, about our technology, about our health, agriculture, and all of that. But you see, from that lens, they are not able to see the true picture. They are not able to see the deeper perspectives to the correct story. So what we're saying is that it's about time that we started to narrate our own story. Look at you, the media. You're doing very well. But from the other side, you say the African media or Nigerian media is a low quality, low side. But what to tell them that?
Other speakers at the event described the celebrant as a rallying point for socio-economic and political development in Africa. Highlight of the celebration was the presentation of award to the former President Olusegun Obasanjo by the African Congress of Distance Education and the cultural displays by the Nigerian Chinese troop and the Benenua cultural troop, among others. In Abeokuta, I am Wale Oluokun, Radio Nigeria.